friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The longest-living married couple shares the secret behind their 86 years of marriage, written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One couple shares the secret of a happy union after celebrating 86 years of marriage. Ralph Kohler is 104 years old, and his bride, Dorothy Kohler, is 103 years old. Their anniversary is September 16th, and this year, they celebrated 86 years of marital bliss. Over that time, the couple's love created a big, beautiful family, made up of 3 children, 6 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. The pair got married back in 1935 in Tacoma, Nebraska. At the time, Ralph was 18 years old and Dorothy was 17 years old. Just a couple of young kids deeply in love. The two were actually denied a marriage license at first because the court official thought that they were too young to get married. But the couple just went somewhere else to tie the knot. And look at them now, celebrating so many years of togetherness. Dorothy and Ralph say that togetherness is the key to a lifetime of happiness. They both enjoy different hobbies, but chose to learn about what the other one was interested in. That way, they could participate in each of the hobbies together. For instance, Ralph enjoys clay target shooting, and Dorothy likes ballroom dancing. At the start of their marriage, they decided to involve themselves in both hobbies. This led to them becoming fierce competitors in each sport, and they have earned hundreds of awards in both trap shooting and dancing. Ralph shared about his life with Dorothy and mentioned how little they argued. A sharp word once in a while, maybe, but it didn't last, he said. What a beautiful testimony of a long-lasting and loving marriage. And after enjoying 86 years of marriage and being recognized as the longest-living married couple in the country, these two have quite a lot to celebrate. Atheist on a plane says there's no God, but a cowboy's reply shuts him down quick. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In this funny short story, an atheist and cowboy wind up sitting next to each other on a plane, and when the atheist wants to try and argue the existence of God, the cowboy knows just how to shut him down. When flying solo, some passengers like to keep to themselves. Others prefer to pass the time chatting with the strangers sitting next to them. But what happens when those two passengers have completely opposing views on life? This exact situation plays out in a hilarious story circulating on social media involving an atheist and a cowboy who clearly believes in God. And while the story may be fictional, the punchline still rings true. The story being shared on Facebook goes as follows. An atheist was seated next to a dusty old cowboy on an airplane, and he turned to him and said, "Do you want to talk? Flights go quicker if you strike up a conversation with your fellow passenger." The old cowboy, who had just started to read his book, replied to the total stranger, "What would you want to talk about?" "Oh, I don't know," said the atheist. "How about why there is no God, or no heaven, or hell, or no life after death?" as he smiled smugly. "Okay," he said. "Those could be interesting topics, but let me ask you a question first. A horse, a cow, and a deer all eat the same stuff, grass. Yet a deer excretes little pellets, while a cow turns out a flat patty, but a horse produces clumps. Why do you suppose that is?" The atheist, visibly surprised by the old cowboy's intelligence, thinks about it and says, "I have no idea." To which the cowboy replies, "Do you really feel qualified to discuss God?" To which the cowboy replies, "Do you really feel qualified to discuss God, heaven and hell, or life after death, when you don't know crap?" We hope this funny story brightened your day. Be sure to share the atheist and cowboy joke with someone who could use a smile. There is for us only one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we have our being through him. 1 Corinthians 8:6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.